To a certain extent, the whole WikiLeaks release crisis is a distraction for a lame duck Congress that has a lot on its plate right now, just a few final weeks before Republicans take control of the House, and it's a long items on, a list of items on the agenda. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Celeste. Good morning.
All right. So first up, we should say that the presumptive Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are headed to meet with President Obama for the first time since the midterm elections, and they're probably going to be horse trading, right?
They might be. Don't forget, Democratic leaders are in on that meeting as well. Reid and Pelosi and some of the Democratic leadership are also going. Horse trading, maybe. Unclear. Certainly top on the list has to be tax cuts and probably unemployment insurance as well. Those are the two most pressing
items. It has to be
done
by Friday.
Well, yes and no. You can do these things retroactively. Oh. You know, Congress has the ability to magically say, okay, we'll do them retroactively. But the UI benefits start expiring today, and that affects people, 800,000 people in their checks by the end of the week. So Congress isn't in a rush because none of them is unemployed, but certainly a lot of Americans are going to be watching this debate nervously, waiting for their checks if they're unemployed. But one of the interesting things about this meeting, Celeste, that's happening at the White House today between Boehner, McConnell, the other congressional leaders and the president, is that this was supposed to take place 2 weeks ago, and it was canceled by Republicans. Now, that's the kind of thing that doesn't make a lot of news outside of the Beltway, but inside the Beltway, it was widely seen as a direct snub, a slap in the face of the president. The tradition around here is when the president makes an appointment with you, you come. That's it. The president wants to see you, you come. And they canceled on him.
Well, I read a number of blogs, some of them from conservatives, saying that wasn't just a slap in the face to Obama, but to the office of the president as well.
Indeed.
There's just a lack of respect for the office.
And a lot of interpretation that they were trying to show that because they had won a big election and it helps them politically to show that they're not under the president's thumb. I'm not inside their head. None of us is. But it was non-traditional. Anyway, here we are 2 weeks later. That meeting is scheduled to take place today. Certainly tax cuts is at the top of the list.
Well, let's go through these tax cuts first. It's not just the Bush era tax cuts that will expire by the end of the year. It's the tax cuts for people who are making less than $250,000 as well. Is the Congress seeing this as two different things, or will they pass or fail as one big lump?
Democrats see it as two different things. Democrats want tax cuts for families making under $250,000 to be extended, tax cuts for anyone making more than that to go away. And indeed, the House, Celeste, is going to vote on that very thing this week. Democratic leaders in the House are saying, this is the high watermark. This is what we want. We're putting a middle class only tax cut on the floor this week. Take it or leave it. Now, Republicans will have an opportunity under the rules to try to put together a vote on continuing tax cuts for everyone. And then we would see how many Democrats that would peel away. So Nancy Pelosi is going to do that this week. And then it's on to the Senate where the real negotiation takes place. Do they try to do middle class only tax cuts? Probably don't have the votes for it. There's a proposal then to raise that. What's rich, right? $250,000 and above. Well, let's make it $1 million, they say, and then see if we can get Republicans on board for that, which of course leaves a lot smaller pool of people who would actually have their taxes increased. And then a third proposal is to take these expiring unemployment insurance benefits that Democrats want to extend and Republicans insist be paid for, put it all together in one package and say, sure, we'll pay for extended unemployment insurance. We'll pay for it by raising taxes on the rich, trying to back the Republicans into a corner there.
But this is all coming at the same time that we're expecting a report soon from the Deficit Reduction Commission and all of the things that you're talking about, whether they be tax cuts for the people making less than $250,000, whether they be tax cuts for the wealthier Americans, whether they be unemployment benefits. Those are all expenditures.
Right.
You know, I mean, are they anybody talking about balancing this out with some way, a cut somewhere that will pay for them?
No, all of this is taking place in the context of the very short term, getting this political fight done now. They'll worry about the long term and the Debt Reduction Commission report when that comes out, and probably set it out to collect some dust and put it on the shelf. You know, Celeste, no one around here thinks they're gonna. They might get the tax cut debate done. Nobody wants taxes to go up, even if they have to go back and fix them retroactively. But everything else that's on the table, you're looking at a Republican game of rope-a-dope right now. Remember when Muhammad Ali used to get on the ropes and just put his hands up? Republicans are about to take control of the House. They're not in the mood to make any deals unless they absolutely have to. The Democrats can beat him up for the next couple of weeks, but Boehner is Speaker of the House after January 3rd. So they're not really in the mood to make a lot of deals.
Before we go, though, Todd, the story that you've been covering for a very long time may have finally be getting some movement, and that's the settlement from the Department of Agriculture that is expected to go to black farmers and Native Americans very quietly, without a lot of fanfare, past the Senate just before the Thanksgiving holiday. And it needs to get through the House, and what are the chances?
Heads to the House floor today and looks like it has the votes. And this, if it passes, Celeste, this would be the final chapter, except the president's signature on a long, years-long struggle from these black farmers to settle their discrimination lawsuit, and also a large class of American Natives, I should say, on a land dispute claim called Cobell, all wrapped up together for about $5 billion worth of settlement. If it passes the House today, it's over. That's victory for the black farmers. We'll tell you about it tomorrow.
It will land on the president's desk, and there's no question he'll sign it, right?
No question he'll sign that.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, talking about some of the things on the agenda for a lame duck Congress. They have a lot of things they're supposed to get through.